Hallelujah. All praise to the Most High, Abba Yahuwah, Yahuwah Elohim, Yahuwah Sabaoth, creator of the heavens and the earth. Yes, we give glory, honor, and praise to the creator of the Shamayim and the Aretz. Family, we are still in the book of Enoch, and I read it from the Sefer. And this Sefer can be downloaded from your Google Play Store or your Apple Store. The version of the Sefer that comes equipped with the Book of Jubilees, Enoch, and Jasher is just $21.99, and it is worth it's worth the change, family. It definitely is. But before we get into reading the chapters that we are up to, I believe we're up to chapter 59, if I'm not mistaken, in the book of Enoch. But let's read the daily prayer. And it says, "Blessed are you, Yahuwah of the armies, creator of the heavens and the earth, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, our Elohim, the Holy One and the Holy One of Yahshua, my El and my salvation, for giving us the way of salvation, truth, and Torah, and life everlasting in the blood of Yahusha HaMashiach." Okay, and before I go into reading this modern Hebrew, I will say, I normally don't say El, family, okay? Because El is a whole nother deity. It is not the Most High Yah. The places that we inhabited, okay, and I'm talking about our ancestors, the place that they inhabited during the Bible times, or during the times of the recording of early civilization, right? The places that they would inhabit called their deity by the name of El. And it just so happened that we picked up everything that was being done in the places that they were being done in. And it's not until later on that we discover that our Father's name is actually not El, but Yah, Yahuwah. Okay, so why is it written here, El, in this Sefer? Because of who translated it. And because we're learning these things now. A lot of truths are being uncovered to us now. Ancient truths are being uncovered and restored unto us right now. So for me and a lot of awakened brothers and sisters, the original true chosen children of the Most High Yahuwah, we are coming away from that name El. We're all at different levels of learning and understanding. So some people still say Elohim and some people still say El. And, you know, I'm not against them because they just haven't learned it yet. Once I learned, it's like when I learn something, I can't go back to acting as if I don't know it. All right. So really quickly, let me just share with you after I read this other portion of the daily prayer, which is in this modern Israeli Hebrew, I'm going to share with you why I don't really co-sign to the name El anymore. All right. So it reads as follows. Baruch atah Yahuwah Sabaoth, Barah HaShamayim VeHaaretz, Elohaykem Shel Abraham Yitzhak VeYaakov, Elohaynu Ve'al Kadosh Echad Yashara, Eloi V'Yeshai Yashar Netan Lanu, Derech Ha Yeshua Emeth BeHaTorah Ve'et Chaim Olam BeDami Shel Yahusha HaMashiach. Hallelujah. Okay, family, so I pulled up something online. For those of you that are viewing this on YouTube, you're actually able to read along and see it with me. What I got online comes from metmuseum.org, and it speaks of the gods and goddesses of Canaan. So remember, family, when we left out of Egypt and we traveled 40 years in the wilderness, the land that we went and inhabited, once we finished our exodus through the wilderness, was the land of Canaan. Okay, so again, like I said, we adopted a lot of the ways of the places that we inhabited even though the Most High told us not to do that, right? So now, where does the name El come from? Where do we get off calling our Heavenly Father El? It says, in 1928, a farmer digging in his field in northwest Syria accidentally discovered an ancient tomb. The tomb was part of a cemetery located in the area of the ancient city of Ugarit, a center of wealth and commerce from about 1450 to 1180 BC. French excavators working at the site discovered the remains of two temples, a palace, and private dwellings, as well as two libraries of ancient clay tablets written mainly in alphabetic Ugaritic, the major language of the city. Other texts were inscribed in Sumerian, Akkadian, and Hurrian. Translations of the Ugaritic literary texts provided the first insights into the religion of the Canaanites, known previously mainly from the pages of the Bible. Ugaritic mythological tablets describe the activities of the main gods and goddesses of the Canaanite pantheon, although there existed no single state theology. The major gods reflect local geographical concerns about the fertility of the earth and the importance of water, as well as relationships to the sky and the underworld. The universe was believed to be ruled in tandem by the older god El, a main warrior god, Baal, surrounded by a council of deities and a lower level of attendant gods. The divine council included the older generation of the god El and his wife, I hope I say this right, Atharat, known in the Bible as Asherah, as well as a younger group of figures that included the war god Baal, and the war goddesses, Anat and Astarte. Forces of destruction included Yam, the god of the sea, also known as Nahar, the river, and Mat, the god of death, as well as during Reshef and pestilence, Deber, a god described in the Bible, Habakkuk chapter 3. In total, more than 234 deities are recorded in Ugaritic texts, and these gods, unlike humans, were thought to have eternal lives. The god El was viewed as the elder gray-beard supreme deity. He was the creator god, the father of the gods and humankind, and the god of wisdom. He was considered a good-natured, beneficent being. So, again, we do not believe in multiple gods or multiple Elohim. We do not. We believe in the one Father, the one Creator, Yahuwah Elohim, and we also understand that he has angels and different ranks of angels that hold different positions, okay? And we also understand that he has his son, who in honor is seated at his right hand. Hallelujah. Okay? But there are no other Elohim. There are no other mighty ones in our faith and in our belief. And when I say our faith and our belief, I am a melanated believer of the Torah. I am a melanated believer of the way, the truth, and the life. I am a believer in Yahuwah and in his son, Yahuwah Shai. I am a believer that my people are the ancient native people of the land of Yasharal. I do not believe that I have anything to do with Israel, because Israel was a made up place, and especially this place that was instituted by the United States of America in the year of 1948. I do not believe that that place is Yasharal. So if you want to know, if someone's to say to me, well, then what are you? I would say I was a Yasharalite, a descendant of the Yasharalites, making me a modern day Yasharalite. For sake of argument, Israelite, right? But anyway, that's a whole nother conversation for a whole nother time. But what I do, just pray right now, hallelujah, I pray right now that the Father will continue to open the eyes of his sons and his daughters, empower us, endow us with the power and the strength to go through these end times, as he is making sure to reveal us for his name's sake. In Yahushua's name, I ask, Abba, Father, continue to open our eyes and bring us truth, Father Yahuwah. The truth that they tried to hide, bring it out. Make us to be aware of it and give us the spirit of unity and understanding, that we may all understand the same, speak the same, worship you with the same heart as with one shoulder, Abba Yahuwah. Bring unity among your people once again. And this time that we would never sin against you ever again. And it's in Yahushua's name, on Yahushua's authority, on Yahushua's merit, I come to the Father asking this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay, so the rest of the article you guys can actually read yourselves. And I do want to get into this book of Enoch, but I just want you to understand that. So that is a Canaanite train of thought calling the Most High Yah El. Okay? And I'm not a Canaanite, so I don't call him that. But again, these are the writings that we have available to us right now, using the name El, very heavily using, calling our Father Elohim instead of Alahayim. And if you guys want to know why you're saying Alahayim, I just encourage you, family, to start to study the Paleo, start to study the ancient Hebrew. And if you need a teacher like I do, I would suggest that you go and check out Dr. Kelly on YouTube. The channel is called We Woke Now. Okay. And he also has a Patreon. And there's actually an ancient Hebraic course on there that you guys can take if you're interested in learning. Okay. All right. So here we go. Book of Enoch. And let's start in chapter 59. All right. So there was little technical issues. So I am doing it again. I'm sorry, guys. Well, there's been no lapse in time for you guys, right? But yeah, so I was going, and then anyway, so here we go. In the 500th year, and in the 7th month, on the 14th day of the month of the lifetime of Hanak, in that parable, I saw that the heaven of heavens shook, that it shook violently, and that the powers of the Most High Yah and the angels, thousands and thousands and myriads of myriads, were agitated with great agitation. And when I looked, the Ancient of Days was sitting on the throne of his glory, while the angels in Kadoshim were standing around him. A great trembling came upon me, and terror seized me. My loins were bowed down and loosened. My mind was dissolved, and I fell upon my face. The holy Michael, another holy one, another holy angel, one of the holy ones, was sent, who raised me up. And when he raised me, my ruach returned, for I was incapable of enduring this vision of violence, its agitation, and the concussion of heaven. Then holy Michael said to me, "Why are you disturbed at this vision? Hitherto has existed the day of mercy, and he has been merciful and long-suffering towards all who dwell upon the earth. But when the time shall come, then the power, the punishment, and the judgment which Yahuwah Sabaoth has prepared for those who prostrate themselves to the judgment of righteousness, for those who adjure the judgment, and for those who take his name in vain. This day has been prepared for the elect as a covenant, for sinners as an inquisition. And that day shall be distributed, in that day shall be distributed two monsters, a female monster whose name is Leviathan, dwelling in the depths of the sea, above the springs of waters, and a male monster whose name is Behemoth, which possesses on his breast the invisible wilderness. His name was Dindan, in the east of the garden, where the elect and the righteous will dwell, where he received it from my ancestor, who was man from Adam, the first of men whom Yahuwah Sabaoth made. Then I asked of another angel to show me the power of those monsters, how they became separated, on the same day, one in the depths of the sea and one on the dry desert. And he said, "You son of Adam, are here desirous of understanding secret things." And the angel of peace who was with me said, "These two monsters are by the power of Alahayim prepared to become food, that the punishment of Alahayim may not be in vain. Then shall children be slain with their mothers and sons with their fathers, and the punishment of Yahuwah Sabaoth shall continue. Upon them shall it continue, that the punishment of Yahuwah Sabaoth may not take place in vain. After that, judgment shall exist with mercy and long suffering." Hallelujah. Chapter 60. I'm rushing ahead. Then another angel who proceeded with me spoke to me and showed me the first and last secrets in heaven above, and in the depths of the earth, in the extremities of heaven, and in the foundations of it, and in the receptacle of the winds. He showed me how their ruachs were divided, how they were balanced, and how both the springs and the winds were numbered according to the force of their ruach. He showed me the power of the moon's light, that its power is a just one, as well as the divisions of the stars according to their respective names. Every division is divided that the lightning flashes, that its troops immediately obey, and that a cessation takes place during thunder in continuance of its sound. Nor are the thunder and the lightning separated, neither do both of them move with one ruach, yet they are not separated. For when the lightning lightens, the thunder sounds, and the ruach at a proper period pauses, making an equal division between them, for the receptacle upon their periods depend. For the receptacle upon which their periods depend is as sand. Each of them at a proper season is restrained with a bridle and turned by the power of the ruach, which thus propels according to the spacious extent of the earth. The ruach likewise of the sea is potent and strong, and as a strong power causes it to ebb, so is it driven forwards and scattered against the mountains of the earth. The ruach of the frost has its angel, and the ruach of hail, there in the ruach of hail, there is a good angel. The ruach of snow ceases in its strength, and a solitary ruach is in it, which ascends from it like vapor. And it is called refrigeration. Verse 10. The Ruach also of mist dwells within them in their receptacle, but it has a receptacle to itself, for its progress is in splendor, in light and in darkness, in winter and in summer. Its receptacle is bright, and it is an angel. The abode of the Ruach of Dew is in the extremities of heaven, in connection with the receptacle of rain, and its progress is in winter and in summer. The cloud produced by it and the cloud of the mist become united. One gives to the other. And when the Ruach of rain is in motion from its receptacle, angels come and open its receptacle, bring it forth. Opening its receptacle, bring it forth. When likewise it is sprinkled over all the earth, it forms a union with every kind of water on the ground. For the waters remain on the ground as nourishment to the earth from the Most High Yah, who is in heaven. Upon this account, therefore, there is a regulation in the quantity of rain which the angels receive. These things I saw, all of them, even paradise. Chapter 61. In those days I beheld long ropes given to those angels who took to their wings and fled, advancing towards the north. I inquired of the angels, saying, wherefore have they taken those loose ropes and gone forth? He said, they are gone forth to measure. The angel who proceeded with me said, these are the measures of the righteous, and cords shall the righteous bring, that they may trust in the name of Yahuwah Sabaoth forever and ever. The elect shall begin to dwell with the elect, and these are the measures which shall be given to faith, and shall strengthen the words of the righteous. See, family, and I believe that this is what's getting stirred up in our hearts right now, for the elect to dwell with the elect. Are we not saying we want to live together, us believers together, in community, out away from Babylon, away from westernized civilization, right? So this feeling is being stirred up in our hearts for the elect to dwell with the elect. Hallelujah. Verse 5, and these are the measures which shall be given to faith, and shall strengthen the words of the righteous. These measures shall reveal all the secrets in the depth of the earth, and those who have been destroyed in the desert, and who have been devoured by the fish of the sea, and by wild beasts, shall return and trust in the day of the elect. Hallelujah. Trust in the day of the elect one. For none shall perish in the presence of Yahuwah Sabaoth, nor shall any be capable of perishing. Then they received the commandment, all in the heavens above, to whom a combined power, voice, and splendor like fire were given. And first, with voice, they blessed him, they exalted him, they glorified him with wisdom and ascribed to him wisdom with the word and with the breath of life. Then Yahuwah Sabaoth seated upon the throne of his glory, the elect one. Who shall judge all the works of the holy in heaven above, and in a balance shall he weigh their actions? And when he shall lift up his countenance to judge their secret ways in the word of the name of Yahuwah Sabaoth, and their progress in the path of the righteous judgment of Yahuwah, they shall all speak with united voice and bless, glorify, exalt, and praise in the name of Yahuwah Sabaoth. He shall call to every power of the heavens, to all the holy above, and to the power of Elohim, the cherubim, the seraphim, the onaphim, and all, why do I keep saying and? There's no and in there. But guys, are you seeing the ranks and the different classification of what we call angels? We have the cherubim, the seraphim, and the ophanim, all the angels of power, and all the angels of Yahuwah, namely of the elect one, and of the other power, who was upon earth over the water on that day, shall raise their united voice, and hallelujah, hallelujah. Okay, I just got a revelation, but I'm not at liberty to share it. I'm sorry. Verse 14, shall raise their unified voice, shall bless, glorify, praise, and exalt with the Ruach Emunah, with the Ruach Chokmah, and Netzach, with the Ruach Chesed, with the Ruach Mitzvah, and Shalom, and with the Ruach Ratzon. All shall say with united voice, blessed is he, and the name of Yahuwah Sabaoth shall be blessed forever and ever. All who sleep not shall bless it in heaven above. All the holy in heaven shall bless it, all the elect who dwell in the garden of life, and every ruach of light who is capable of blessing, glorifying, exalting, and praising your holy name, and all flesh, more than the powers shall glorify and bless your name forever and ever. For great is the mercy of Yahuwah Sabaoth, long suffering is he, and all his works, all his power, great as are the things which he has done. He has revealed to the Kadoshim and to the elect in the name of Yahuwah Sabaoth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, family, so I'm not going to keep you guys any longer. We've just shared 3 chapters of the book of Enoch. I hope you guys got some revelation. I hope you guys even got something to pray about. Ask the Father to reveal these things to you, if they are true, if they are not, if the visions of Hanak are valid. You know what I mean? A lot of people say, well, you know, Enoch didn't even write these things. It could be that even if he didn't write all of these chapters himself with his own hand, these could be the stories that he passed down to his son, and then his sons passed it down to their sons. However it may have went, please just ask the Most High to reveal to you the validity and the truth of these readings of the book of Hanak. And until next time, family, I say thank you so much for listening and spending this time with me. Shalom, shalom, salama, salam aleikum. I love you. I'm out. Oh, you know what? Before I go, I do want to share with you guys, because I know for some of you that have never heard some of these words before, I know for a fact that a couple of them I have to look up for myself, okay? But off the top of my head, I can tell you that Ruach Emunah means the spirit of faith. Ruach Chokmah means the spirit of wisdom. I don't really know what Netzach is, so let's learn together. Okay, family, I just did a little Google search, and it says that Netzach generally translates to meaning eternity. Okay, and then what was the other one? Chesed. I believe that Chesed means, it literally means like chosen, righteous, elect, I think, but let me do a quick Google search. This is learning together. I'm telling y'all, this is why I always say, for as much as I do have a platform, I am not a teacher. I am a student who learns in public. Hallelujah. Okay. And I think I was kind of close, but so what it actually means is kindness or love between people. Okay. So it says here, let me see, chesed, Hebrew, also romanized chesed, is a Hebrew word that means kindness or love between people. Okay. So I guess in the modern Hebrew, it would be chesed, and then romanized, they drop the C and it just is hesed, chesed. All right, okay. Anyway, it's all the same to me. You guys know none of these languages are our own. Everything that was ours, we are really just trying to uncover right now. Hallelujah. All right, and then what was the other one? The Ruach Mitzvah. I know that one is the spirit of the law or the spirit of the Torah, right? But let's just look really quickly and see. All right, so upon my little teeny tiny research that I just did, it doesn't directly mean what I said, but it means justice. And so, yeah, when I think of justice, I think of law. So anyway, it says that mitzvah means justice, equality. In Micah chapter 6, verse 8, the Hebrew word for just is mitzvah. Mitzvah equals justice, equality. Tim Keller says mitzvah's most basic meaning is to treat people equably. Equitably, equably. Y'all help y'all sister. But okay. So, and what else was there? We all understand that shalom, which in the ancient would be shalom. And it means a plethora of things. It means wholeness. It means wealth. Well, prosperity, not wealth, but it means wholeness. It means healing, prosperity. So it's a full, it's a greeting, right? And it's also something that you bid someone a farewell with. And that's just saying to a person like, I pray you wholeness, wellness, strength, goodness, prosperity, all that good stuff. Okay. All right. And Ruach Ratshan. Let's see what that means. Okay. And the word Ratshan or Ratsan means pleasure, delight, favor, goodwill, acceptance. All right, so the spirit of acceptance. Hallelujah, hallelujah, or willingness or desire, also. Okay, all right, so these are the things. So, again, that gives us more fullness of this verse, Enoch 61, right? But let's just a little bit ahead. And y'all get a little extra because YouTube is not getting this part. Okay. He shall call to every power of the heavens, to all the holy above, and to the power of Elohim, the cherubim, the seraphim, the ophanim, all the power, all the angels of power, and all the angels of Yahuwah, namely of the elect one and of the power who has upon earth over the water on that day, who was upon the earth over the water on that day. Because remember it, right? It said in the book of Genesis, let's go there. Let's go there. So yeah, so in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, it says, and the earth came to be formless and empty, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the spirit of Elohim was moving on the face of the waters. So when we take that and we look at what it says here in Enoch 31, it says, namely of the elect one and of the power, wait, and of the other power who was upon earth over the water on that day. You see how when you get into the apocryphal books and then you start to bring them together with the canon, you get a more clearer picture, right? And I did wonder within myself because of the plurality of the word Elohim, right? For those, you know, with the understanding of Elohim, Elohim, right? There's a plurality there. So we got to understand that, man, may Yahuwah give us all the revelation. Hallelujah. He shall call to every power of the heavens. See, there is one Yahuwah. But he works with a host. He's the commander. He's the commander in chief, right? He's the main, the creator of all things, right? But he got a team in the Shamayim. Hallelujah. That's why we say that he is the most high of all the holy ones. But there are other holy ones. But he is the only mighty, mighty one. You see me what I'm saying? He gives power to his other created things, his angels, his malachim, his ophanim, his cherubim, his seraphim. He gives them power to operate according to whatever it is he wants them to do. Right? So there are other powers in the heavens, but Yahuwah Elohim is supreme over all. Aman. All right. So y'all just got a little bit extra than what is being shared on the YouTube. Okay, family. But anyway, I love y'all. I love y'all so much. And this is why as I study, I share with you guys what I'm studying. And prayerfully, that'll incite you guys to study. Hallelujah. Okay, y'all. Once again, shalom, shalom, salama, salam alaikum, shalom. Love you. I'm out of here.